soybeans are extremely important to the livelihood of the economy of Missouri. They are the most grown crop in the state, and Missouri ranks 7th among states in soybean production. In this morning's Newsmaker, KMCU's Denny Campbell chats with Gary Wheeler, the executive director of the Missouri Soybean Association, about the Foundation for Soy Innovation, a new initiative which aims to strengthen relationships and promote collaboration among industry partners.
It's a newly developed foundation, and again, it's an incredible opportunity to bring the entire soybean value chain together, from producers, the researchers, to consumers, full circle around shared values and opportunities. And the Foundation for Soy Innovation, it's bringing together all of our soybean farmers, not just in Missouri, but across the Midwest, strengthening the future for the soy value chain. The ultimate goal in our mission is building strategic partnerships and leveraging those resources with those partnerships, again, throughout the value chain to advance innovation and grow our demand. So the goal from the board members, which are all farmers here in Missouri specifically, is to go above and beyond what the association can do on policy and go above and beyond what the checkoff can do with their checkoff dollars, partnering with industry, other like associations, and non-for-profits to meet the goals that they have specifically for those partnerships and the true to its definition scholarship.
Talk a little bit about your vision for the foundation.
A lot of our goals and our stakeholders, you know, they do research. Part of what they do on our research, but also our education, our marketing, business development, is to educate and empower. Educate and empower current and future generations working with soybean. One of the projects, low-hanging fruit that we're working on, is the new Soybean Innovation Center, the new office building, education center, conference center that's going to be built here in Jefferson City with the groundbreaking here in late July. So again, partnering with those innovators, large companies, other foundations, other organizations, to empower the future generations and specifically look at how soy affects human life on a daily basis.
Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about the foundation?
You know, we would love to have folks come down and look at the new building whenever we get it built. But also, if you'd like to participate and come to the future meetings for the Foundation for Soy Innovation, again, not just for Missouri, but all across the Midwest, we would love to have other growers participate in that, and really excited about it. And so are the farmers. They're very excited about this new innovative way to grow demand.
To learn more about the Foundation for Soy Innovation and about the Missouri Soybean Association, visit KMZU.com. You can also share a story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 for the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.